That's the sound of a sewing machine finishing the edges of a plastic bag. Artist Zoe Villette of Kalamazoo designs unique clothing out of recycled materials.
Wow, the most recent piece that I made was a tutu made out of 120 plastic bags. And these are some of the flowers that I used to decorate it. You may ask, why a tutu? I was trained as a classical ballet dancer for the vast majority of my life, and it's one of the pieces of clothing that I'm most intimately familiar with. So you might say that it's kind of my default garment.
Villette has danced with schools in Kalamazoo, as well as the Pittsburgh Youth Ballet and the American Repertory Ballet in New Jersey. She says her path to fashion wasn't exactly straightforward.
I got tired of dancing after a little while and decided that I wanted to move to New York and work in fashion design, so I did. I was 18 years old, and I took my backpack with an outfit and some supplies and my sewing machine on an Amtrak train overnight to New York City. I didn't know anybody there. I was just convinced that I was going to talk a designer into letting me intern for them, and I had the address of a youth hostel to stay at. So I did, and I convinced the designer to let me intern for them, and I was there for 6 months and got to work on two fashion shows while I was there, and then I found a paid freelance job, so I guess it was a success.
Now Villette is a proud graduate of Western Michigan University with a degree in textile and apparel management. She's made dresses out of old bedsheets, doilies, paper, and newspaper.
And the skirt is made out of fans folded from the newspaper, half-cut pieces, and those are all individually sewn on. And my own inside joke with the newspaper dress is that it's made out of Women's Wear Daily, which is the daily newspaper for the fashion trade. So it's a fashionable dress made out of fashion newspapers.
Though most of her clothing is made as art, Villette says she likes making pieces that can be worn.
I think it makes it more of a challenge, and I think it makes it more interesting. Anybody can slap together something that vaguely looks like a dress and pin it into shape on a mannequin, but it is more challenging to be able to actually make something that is fully wearable, that is truly a garment, out of these non-fabric materials. And I find that challenge to be much more interesting.
Villette says making this clothing gives what we think of as trash new life, but that's not why she does it.
There are far more impactful ways you can keep things out of landfills than by making them into dresses. But it's fun.